need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company again this Wednesday afternoon. Well, for you, it's time to take 25. Put your feet up, pour yourself a cuppa, join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Anne-Marie, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Sit here and listen to music all afternoon because I'm quite brain dead today, Anne-Marie.
Yes, so am I.
Not quite sure why. Is it just that we're back into the work mode now and,
I think it's the heat. It's the combination of the heat and having to actually be productive, probably.
Yeah.
It's making me a bit wiped.
Starting to cool a little, especially at nights now, but yeah, it's... And it's back at work after all those lovely holidays, and you want to be out there.
I've been back at work for 2 months now, so I really should be back into the swing of things.
Isn't that funny?
I'm really looking forward to the next public holiday. Bring on Easter.
Oh, yeah. That's a wee while away, though.
end of February now, yeah. March. No, we're not too far away. Yeah. It is in the, I can see it. It's
yeah.
Not, it's not like it's, we've just had Queen's birthday and I'm waiting for Labour weekend. Like, we're not that far away.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a big stretch at the end of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in that middle of the year. And I think that's probably because we've brought across all of the English holidays, which don't work here.
No,
because we're the opposite don't. Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're quite lucky in Auckland, here in Auckland, for our overseas and out of Auckland listeners, that we get anniversary weekend at a pretty good time, I think. Pretty close to, I'd hate to have it in the middle of, I think Southland have theirs dead after Easter. So that's really getting them two back to back. Poor Southland.
We need some kind of winter festivals, I think, to get us out. And
Queen's birthday is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's it then.
That's
it. It's a long stretch to Labour weekend.
Yeah. Listen to us talking about that now.
I know.
We should still be enjoying ourselves. We've just had all of these holidays. God, blimey.
We're looking forward to the next one.
Yeah.
I think people come off their summer holidays and tend to book the next, you know, mid-year Fijian adventure. Or I'm interested to see how you know, the events of the past couple of months in terms of coronavirus have affected travel, really. I think that'll be an interesting thing to take a look at.
Actually, it will be too, because if you notice, in January, that's when all the sales are. All of your social media, all of the papers have the big sales.
Yes.
Because obviously that's when you are in holiday mode, and you're right. Oh, let's book in now.
Yes.
And that is exactly when it all happened.
Yes. So yeah. I think it has put people off travel at the current point, so I am interested to see if, because there's low amounts of bookings, whether travel will get a significant amount cheaper this year.
It might, well, yeah, there's a positive of an awful thing that's happening.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You've got to have some sunshine out of a really quite awful event. It's not the nicest.
I'm waiting for that, though, because that's crossed my mind as well, and I've kind of thought, will it all go down? But they've suddenly got all of these cruises, and mind you, I wouldn't want to go on a cruise.
No, I've never wanted to go on a cruise.
No, neither.
Sorry,
have I.
I did. We did look into it, my husband and I. We did look into getting a cruise, but the fact of the matter is, if one person gets sick, you're all going to get sick.
And you hear it quite often, whether it's the coronavirus or all those other viruses that go around, the flu or the tummy bug or whatever.
Yeah.
You often hear that happening. Oh, no, I wouldn't like to. Yeah, I'm not a cruise person. I've never done one, so I probably can't judge it.
Well, some people say they're amazing and all the facilities are great, but it's just the fact for me of being contained. And if something were to go south, that I'm trapped.
And that's right, with the coronavirus, they were in quarantine.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they've been quarantined out at sea. I did read an interesting story a couple of weeks ago about a husband and wife that got their wine droned in from Japan. They were in quarantine off the coast of Japan, and they managed to order only in Japan. They managed
Isn't
to get some
wonderful.
It's just the world we live in now makes quarantine probably not as bad as what I'm imagining it to be.
I suppose for those people on the outside that had a deck in their cabin,
yes,
it's probably not actually such, you know, I mean, you know, you can tolerate it, but being in a cabin with nothing.
If you want one of those sort of cheaper rooms with the no windows, it would literally be like a luxury prison.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck there. You're only allowed, I think they were saying they're only allowed out a couple of hours a day, and they have to wear the mask and the whatever else. So, yeah, I am interested to see the sort of rolling impact of what the coronavirus is sort of going to play on this. I think this year is going to be incredibly interesting, actually.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, talking about that, I was going at the airport the other day, just a domestic airport, taking a domestic flight, and I saw this couple. Now, she was pregnant. I'm going to make an assumption here, but I did hear them speaking later, and I'd say they were Pākehā Māori couple, and she was walking through the airport and she had a mask on. And interestingly enough, any other person that looked, just by the way they looked, Asian, had masks on. And
yes,
this is just walking through his domestic airport. Anyway, so later there I was in the Koru lounge, and she comes in and she takes her mask off. And I thought...
That's interesting.
Isn't it? So what are you thinking, that everybody in the Koru Lounge would not have that?
If you're hanging out in the Koru Lounge, clearly you haven't got coronavirus. Like, it's an incredible assumption to make on her behalf.
I just thought it was really quite bizarre.
Yeah, no, it's very odd.
Yeah, the thinking. I'm out with the general public and now I'm in this lounge and I'm not going to get it here.
Yeah. 2020, interesting year, I think, we've got coming up. See what the impacts of all of this are going to be. Meat's apparently getting cheaper because they can't export it.
Yes, so that's right. And we're in drought.
Yes.
So, or have been in drought. So, yes, it's okay. They're not nice for the farmers because obviously they're not going to get as much payout, but certainly, nice for us.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and hopefully, we'll get that cheap travel.
Cheap travel.
Mm.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. And the guys that make masks, they're going to be doing it awesome.
Oh, I went to NZ Safety at YRL a couple of weeks ago to get myself a nice pair of safety boots. If you want to see a photo, check out the Facebook page. And they were out of masks. They had none. So if you're working with silica or working with anything sort of fibrous, or you need to wear a breathing mask as a tradie, you're a bit stuffed at the moment, which is unfortunate.
And that's a real challenge. Does that stop us actually working? Because you're right. They need them.
Yes.
Health and safety.
Health and safety, yeah.
And are you actually allowed to work without it? Without
you shouldn't be cutting anything fibrous that you can breathe in without any kind of breathing apparatus or asbestos. They're saying now that silica is as dangerous as asbestos.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah. There's two different safety standards for silica and for asbestos. Asbestos is a hugely regulated industry, and silica hasn't quite caught up yet. So
we just keep replacing things with what we think is good, and when we look back, it's like, oh, God, that wasn't great at all, was it?
Natural timbers are always going to be fine. Here's a little plug. Natural timbers. Use natural timbers when you're doing your home. That's my number one tip.
Well, we used to use asbestos on the tracks on the farm. So
really?
Yeah. Wow. So they used to crush it all up, and it was great on the, we called them races, but tracks, whatever you want to call them, the roads on the farm where the cows were.
That's absolutely insane to think about the difference between 2020 and, you know,
kind of in the 1980s.
In the 80s, the 70s and 80s. I think we've come a long way in terms of health and safety, so it's very exciting.
But you're right. Are we just replacing something else with
something else?
Yeah. And then we'll think, oh, God, that was a bit silly of us to do that, wasn't it? Let's just stop a moment, catch up with some music, and we'll be back with you shortly. I drew a broken heart right on your window pane. Waited for your reply, here in the pouring rain. Just breathe against the glass, leave me some kind of sign. I know the hurt won't pass, yeah. Just tell me it's not the end of the line. Just tell me it's not the end of the line.
Just tell me it's not the end of the
So, Mariska, what's the little bandage that's hanging out on your face here? Can you tell me about that? Sorry if you don't mind me asking. I should have asked first.
Well, it's not a fashion statement. I can give you that.
Well, that's good. I do remember Nelly. Do you remember Nelly? He had some band-aids on his face in the early 2000s. I thought you were bringing that back. But no, do tell me why you have a wee band-aid on your face.
Well, I got a mole removed. Now, quite interestingly enough, I had a freckle there for years, and I loved that freckle. It was actually quite a cool freckle, and it was kind of my little beauty thing. But it turned into a mole, so it grew.
Oh, no.
And, do you know, it's interesting because when you notice something about yourself,
yes,
it's huge.
Oh, absolutely.
And nobody else might even notice it, but it doesn't matter. So it's huge. So I had it removed, and so there was two options I could have. I could either have it dug out, that's kind of in lay terms there, or I had this Surgitron.
Surgitron? Tell me, what is a surgery? It sounds like a robot that performs surgery.
Isn't that
sounds
very exciting. Yeah. So it's just like a laser beam thing, and it just slices it off, until it comes flat. Well, obviously there's a surgeon on the other end, but then it just,
I feel like we're living in the future here. That's crazy. Advancements in surgical procedure. Well, actually, my husband's having a mole removed this afternoon, or very shortly, actually. Probably need to hit the road and go. And he's having it done the traditional way. So I'm interested to see the difference, actually, between the way that you've had yours done and the way that he's going to have his done. So
with mine, though, it can grow back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So there could be, but I decided, well, you either, this should leave no marking whatsoever, all going well.
Yes.
And just with the, when you're digging it out, obviously you do have to have a stitch.
Yes.
And, I mean, it would have probably been the tiniest of scars anyway. But, when it's your face, you kind of think a little bit differently, I suppose, about what you want. But this using that type that I got,
it's great for appearance and making sure that you don't have a little scar, although you may learn to love the little scar.
So absolutely. Could have done.
It's interesting. There's been so many developments in surgery and in medicine in the last sort of 10 years.
Hugely.
Yeah. It's crazy. Recovery times are so much less. There's just so much more available for us.
Yeah.
Even if we think about like cosmetic medicine, if I go down 277 Newmarket here in Auckland, for those who aren't familiar, I can get lip injections at about three different places.
So wow.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? You can get lip injections. You can get they call it cool sculpting, which is where they put these paddles on your tummy or your, you know, thighs or wherever you're having a little trouble with a little bit of extra cushion for the loving.
Yeah.
And they'll freeze it off for you. You can do that at the shopping centre, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Isn't it insane to think what you can actually have done at the shopping centre now?
That is incredible.
So I can go and I can buy a new top. I can, you know, get something to eat, and I can have Botox.
you can buy the new top and think, right, actually, I want to size down because I'm going to go and freeze the other stuff off.
I'm going to go freeze the other stuff off. This is just feeling a little tight. I think I need to go and freeze something off. It's just crazy about how, you know, 10, 15 years ago, Botox was for, you know, the super, you know, rich.
Absolutely,
it was a very rich, sort of indulgent type thing that you could have. But now you can pop down the shopping centre and you can get old love incredible. To do it for you. It's no problems at all. It's just
now,
crazy.
Your hubby is, like, my mole, obviously, is just cosmetic because I didn't like it.
Yes.
Is it the same type
no,
of thing?
No, his is a little bit funny coloured. So the doctor asked to whip it out and send it off for testing. So I think it'll be fine. The doctor didn't seem to think that it was anything, but it was just safer to get it cut out and sent on its way. So I don't really... Do you know the interesting thing? I had surgery at the end of last year. They asked me if I wanted to keep the tissue, which is in Māori culture, you take it home and you'd bury it. And I didn't quite understand what they were saying. Do you want to keep the tissue? And I was like, what tissue? I was looking for a tissue of some variety. The tissue we cut out of you. I was like, what am I going to do with that? Like, it's just crazy. My one of my colleagues yesterday was telling me that her mum had a hip replacement done. She's got the hip living in her freezer.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy, eh? Like, you know, steak, corn.
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't, like, mistake it one day and make, like, bone broth or something from it. That'd be quite awkward.
Yeah. No, yeah, well, I kind of didn't want mine either as well. But just back on that, you know, I think it's great that anything we are unsure of,
yes,
that, get it checked out.
Absolutely.
What does shock me, though, is how much it costs to be mole mapped here,
yes,
in New Zealand.
Mole map is
crazy.
It's crazy pricing. I think that that's something that should probably be a little bit more subsidised.
I think so. And I'm also quite... I was a bit flabbergasted that there's just not a machine that goes over you, like an x-ray type thing that picks up everything. You've got someone actually looking through at each of your, yes, records. I mean, really, in today's technology, as you say, we can go down the supermarket, down the mall to go and get all these other stuffs done, and yet we have to have someone sitting there looking at every single freckle when,
yes,
we do a mole map.
And yeah, then it's costly to get, you know, just the one that you're concerned about removed. And
yeah,
we're quite fortunate in the fact that that's an expense that's okay for us. But if you're sitting in a position where that's not affordable for you, it's a real problem.
Yeah,
we know, we pride ourselves on having such a great public healthcare system, and yeah, maybe a topic for another day.
Yeah, but if any of you out there are worried that one of your freckles or something is just not quite right, do go and get it checked out, because often they can do something about it if there is something wrong with it. So remember, go in and have a look on the Facebook page, and we'll see Anne-Marie in her boots and we'll see you the same time, same place next week. Somebody's me. I got a